When Paul's writing to the Thessalonians, the people thought that Jesus was going to come back at any moment. So he says, you know, they're like, okay, Jesus just died, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago. And like, he's ready to come back. And so that's why Paul says he's going to take the dead first and then we who are living. Well, the Lord is a bit delayed. But we do believe as Catholics that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. We say it in the creed, right? And then Jesus sort of gives us this strange parable today to explain what this has to do with us. He says there's three things that are true. The bridegroom, which is Jesus, obviously, is going to be long delayed. Well, that's already happened, right? It's taken him a long time. He's going to come at a time when we don't expect. And then lastly, that we want to be ready. We don't want to miss out at getting invited to that wedding feast. And so cue the virgins, right? That's us. Now, I know they distinguish them. You have the wise and the foolish. But first of all, they have something in common. All 10 go out to meet the bridegroom. They all have this good intention that, we need to bring our lamps. We need to go out and meet the bridegroom. And that symbolizes our good intentions to follow the Lord, which I think is all of us. Unless you were dragged here by someone, which probably maybe is the case for some of you. You should thank that person, by the way. But most of us are here because we have an intention to follow the Lord. We want to go out and meet him. But the big moment comes, right, when the bridegroom arrives at midnight. I have to be honest, when I first read this, I think those wise virgins are really cruel. Right? The foolish ones, they're like, hey, we need some oil, our lamps are going out. And their response is, no, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves. I was like, is not the Christian life about giving? Is it not about being generous? Is it not about loving our neighbor? Well, the key, everyone, to this whole parable, basically, is whether you have oil or not. But what's the oil? The oil is who we really are in our heart of hearts. The oil is our personal surrender to the Lord's invitation in our own lives. And that cannot be shared, right? I can't love the Lord by proxy. I can't have someone else believe for me. I can't have someone else on my behalf say, Jesus, I love you. Only you can do that. That can't be given to another, right? All the virgins have good intentions, but good intentions, when the Lord comes to meet us, won't be enough. To the foolish virgins who merely had good intentions that never actually played out in acts of charity, never played out in surrendering our own will to God, right? They come to the door, and the bridegroom looks at them and says, I don't know you. I don't know who you are. You never gave yourself to me. And so they're left out. But notice this, because it's really easy to do this. So you could say, well, the wise virgins, they just got lucky. They were just endowed with more gifts, right? We can look around at our friends or family maybe who are more devout than us and say, well, they just got more. But that's not true, right? All 10 went out to meet him. All 10 fell asleep. They were all subject to the same weak human nature. But the 5 foolish ones said, I'm going to do my plan. Here's my plan. This is how much I'll need. The wise instead realize that this life, this Christian life, it's going to involve patience. It's going to involve darkness. It's going to involve momentary disappointment. So I'm going to bring extra so that when he comes, I'm ready. The beautiful thing, everyone, about being on this side of heaven, where you and I are, we're in the waiting stage, is that Jesus invites us every single day to make that offering that no one else can do, that our parents can't do, that our kids can't do, that our friends can't do. We get that chance every single day. We say it in the Eucharistic prayer. I'm going to say it today. Lord, make of us an eternal offering to you. We beg the Lord to make our lives an offering to Jesus. When we come to Mass, when we come to prayer, we make to Jesus an offering of our time. Do we offer him our attention? Do we offer him our hearts? In confession, we offer him our sins. We offer him our weaknesses. Notice this offering is made again and again and again. In acts of charity, we offer him our ego, our self-will, and say, Lord, I'll give that away for my neighbor, for my loved one. This, everyone, is how we stay awake. This is how we come to really know Jesus, so that when he comes, he says, yeah, I want you. Because guess what? This whole Christian life thing is simply about union. It's simply about God wanting to be with you. And so let us make that offering this morning and give ourselves totally to Jesus.